Even though the November 4th midterm elections are still days away, the polls are open in Iowa. Early voting here began in late September, and so far more than 300,000 people have cast ballots, including 18-year-old Jamisha Morgan.
It felt good after I voted in to turn in my vote.
It was the first time Morgan cast a ballot in an election. She is supporting Democratic candidate Bruce Braley in the U.S. Senate race in Iowa. She says the biggest reason other voters her age don't cast their ballots is a lack of interest.
They're not even worried about the election. Most people don't even know who Bruce Braley is. So just getting them to talk about it and be educated is the hardest part.
Morgan has some help in that effort, thanks in part to high-profile visits to the state and campaign rallies that featured former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
And we're in the home stretch, and this all comes down to who shows up.
And First Lady Michelle Obama.
We've got to get this done. Elections matter. They matter.
Speaking to young voters on Iowa University campuses to support Bruce Braley, the First Lady's message was simple. Each vote counts.
Make no mistake about it. This race is going to be tight. We know that races like this can be won or lost by just a few thousand, even a few hundred votes.
Will be Iowa's next United States Senator, Joni Ernst.
Bruce Braley's challenger, Republican Joni Ernst, echoed a similar message to GOP supporters at the annual Ronald Reagan dinner in the state capital, Des Moines.
Every vote makes a difference, folks. I need your help. So I'm asking for all of you, if you haven't voted yet, please make sure that you absentee vote. Make sure you do that. And if you're more comfortable going to the polls, that's great. But make sure you go to the polls.
It wasn't expected that this Senate race for us would be this close, that it is giving us more attention.
University of Iowa political science professor Tim Hagel says the key to winning the close Senate race in Iowa is courting the vote of those not affiliated with either political party.
And the independents here, what we call no-party voters, are actually a larger group than either the Democrats or Republicans. Now, they don't turn out quite as well for midterm elections as the people that register for one of the parties, but you have to both energize your base and also reach out to those no-party voters because they're the ones that are going to decide the election.
Voting registration numbers back up Hagel's assessment. He adds the party affiliation of those who have signed up to vote in Iowa is split almost evenly between Democrats and Republicans. Most polls show Joni Ernst and Bruce Braley virtually tied in the lead-up to Election Day, November 4th. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Iowa City, Iowa.